Welcome back to another episode of Allie's Quest for Self.
Okay, picture this. You walk into a room full of strangers, like Chris Evans is standing by the punch bowl kind of strangers. You want to feel confident enough to make eye contact with anyone, even Captain America himself. But instead, you're stuck thinking, should I just hide behind the potted plant? Is it my face? My vibe? My awkward, I don't know what to do with my hands energy? Why is it that some people seem like magnets, approachable, warm, inviting, and others, like me sometimes, are invisible? Is it their looks, their aura? Do they secretly have a puppy with them? Trust me, I've been there asking myself all of these questions and probably overthinking it into oblivion. But today, we're cracking the code on what makes someone truly approachable. Spoiler alert, it's not just about looks, so buckle up. We're diving into the vibes, the gestures, and the secrets to walking into a room like you own it, even if you just came for the free snacks. For me, it's been a journey of regaining confidence after losing pieces of myself in a relationship and challenging times. I've learned how to open up again, step out of my comfort zone, and rediscover the person I want to be. This episode is all about sharing the lessons I've learned and giving you practical tools to embrace openness and positivity in your life, to be the person people want to meet. When I was in my early 20s, I thought being in a relationship meant closing myself off from the world. I wasn't doing anything wrong, but I wasn't fully open to meeting new people or forming connections outside of my partner. Looking back, I see how limiting that mindset was. Being in a relationship or even just going through a tough time doesn't mean you have to build walls around yourself. You could still be approachable, open, and engaged with the world. It's a lesson that took me years to learn, but it's been so freeing. Growing up, I was really shy and timid. But in college, I started to come into my own. I loved sparking conversations and making others feel seen, because I discovered individuals who did just that for me. This happened because I didn't know anyone in college. Most of my close friends had opted for other schools, but I had chosen UC Davis. Go Aggies. And I knew I had to make friends and meet people. So college was a huge impulse for me to break out of my comfort zone and step into uncomfortable situations. I wouldn't say I completely mastered the art of walking into a room and not knowing anyone, but I sure as hell got really good at it, especially during sorority rush. So with time and thanks to college, I got really good at walking into a room, not knowing a single soul, and leaving having made great connections, even if they were only momentary. Walking into a room of strangers used to feel effortless. But as I went through that relationship and completely lost myself year after year, suddenly I woke up and striking a conversation with a stranger, let alone walking into a room full of strangers, felt like an impossible task. I realized I had to rebuild my confidence from the ground up. That's when I learned that confidence isn't about being perfect. It's about being comfortable with yourself, even in solitude. One of the most pivotal moments in my journey happened during a trip to Spain. I didn't really have a lot of friends, and my cousin, who's like a sister to me, was working long shifts as a doctor. So I had a lot of time on my own. Instead of staying in, I decided to push myself out of my comfort zone and sign up for a salsa class. Let me tell you, this was not easy for me. I've always joked that I have two left feet, and the idea of going alone to a social gathering like a salsa class terrified me. But I told myself, what's the worst that could happen? I walked in nervous but determined, surrounded by groups of people chatting and laughing. By the end of the night, I was dancing, laughing, and meeting new people. I left with a sense of accomplishment and a reminder. Being approachable isn't just about others coming to you. It's about stepping forward yourself. You have to be open to approach others because no one is going to eat you up alive. After that trip, I realized how much power we have to rewrite our own stories. For me, that meant rewiring my mindset to embrace openness and confidence. It's not an overnight process, but every small step matters. One thing that helped me is affirmations, and it continues to help me each and every single day. Even on days when I don't fully believe them, I say things like, I am confident. I bring value to every room I walk into. You have to say it like you mean it, because if you mean it, you will start to believe it. Over time, those small daily shifts have rewired my brain to think more positively about myself and my interactions, which have in turn manifested into great real life experiences. I can now confidently say that I've been joining and going to networking events, probably on a weekly basis, where I may not know anybody, but always leave having created some sort of great connection. Like last night, I went to my first ever Hanukkah party and had an absolute blast. So let's talk about some practical tips if you're looking to become more approachable. Here are a few things that have really worked for me. Number one, relax your body language. Uncross your arms, relax your shoulders, and put your phone away. No one wants to approach anyone who can do nothing but look at their phone or just simply gives off a look of misery. These small changes signal that you're present and open to be approached. Number two, smile and make eye contact. A simple smile or a glance can create a moment of connection among individuals. I've been making it a daily habit to smile at strangers each day. And they are such small but meaningful gestures that bring joy. Number three, ask genuine questions. When meeting someone new, show interest in their story beyond surface level conversation. People love to talk about themselves, so ask questions that will allow you to really get in-depth information about the person. Think of it like an interview. An interview for you to find out if that person's values and ideas align with those of the individuals that you want to surround yourself with. Number four, step out of your comfort zone. This may seem so hard, but it is so fulfilling. Attend events or try new activities. Yes, even on your own. The more you do this, the easier it becomes. Practice makes perfect. Be the one to approach others. Sometimes you have to take the first step. A smile, a compliment, a simple hi can be the start of something meaningful. It takes absolutely nothing to compliment or say something nice to a random individual. And sometimes those interactions can open the door to great connections. Number six, embrace your self-worth. Ultimately, being approachable starts with believing in your own worth. It's easy to let rejection or self-doubt cloud your mindset, but every day is an opportunity to rewrite that narrative. One thing that has been a game changer for me is realizing that you can wake up every single morning and decide, this is who I want to be today. When your actions align with that vision, you start to see the person you've always wanted to become. Being approachable isn't about being perfect. It's about being open. Start with the small things. Smile, make eye contact, and be present. The more you practice, the more natural it feels, and the more you'll see those connections come to life. Remember, you are worth being approached. You have the power to create meaningful connections and to step into the best version of yourself. Keep showing up, keep smiling, and most importantly, keep being kind and compassionate to yourself along the way. Before you go, I want to challenge you. Try one of these tips this week, whether it's making eye contact with a stranger, starting a conversation, or attending an event solo. Take a small step toward being more open and let me know how it goes. You could reach out via social media. I'd love to hear your stories. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Ali's Quest for Self. Podcast available on all podcast platforms. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Ali's Quest for Self.